Yeah. I want to finish by Chatzos, which is just 15 minutes away. So we're not really going to speak much about this kina. I trust it's a kina that that all of you know a lot about. The story of this kina, it falls into the category of events that we've spoken about here in the shul, of the various disputations that took place in the 13th century. Probably the most famous being the disputation in Barcelona in 1263 with the Ramban. But it was a period of time where the worst enemies to the Jews were the apostates. The pressure to convert, pressure to adopt Catholicism was just enormous. And the Jews, the people who often led the charge against the Jews, were the apostates, the ones who had converted already to Christianity, and I guess they wanted to show their mettle as recently converted Catholics. And they figured they had a leg up in disputations because they knew the Torah already. So people like Nicholas Nonin and others, they led disputations against the Jews. And the resulting of this one was the public burning in, I believe, 1242 of wagons and wagons and wagons of Svarim on an Erev Shabbos. This was, of course, before the printing press. These are Svarim from the Bali Tosfos that have never been recovered. Of course, this kina is understood on many levels, but one of which is the simple sensitivity that we are people of the book and people of books. That ideas mean something. The words on the page mean something. That the discussion of Bali Tosfos on the Gemara are something that are precious for us to cling on to. Sifrei Torah that have been burned throughout the ages. Each one is like a person, it's like a living being almost. So if nothing else, we should disappreciate. Maybe it's hard to do so nowadays. You know, you have 6 farm stores in Muncie. Everyone has books in their home. Every shul has svarim. It's almost like a sefer becomes nothing. I mentioned many times before, our son Rav Shapira Svarim, the Yitzchak Hachana inspector, he traveled from, I think, Kovno to somewhere else. He had never in his life seen a Masechet Zevachim. He was already like late teens. Didn't have svarim where they came from. And he finally found a Zevachim. It was like it's like meeting a long-lost friend. We make a siyum, hadron alecha, or hadron achalach, we'll come back to you like the way we depart a friend. There's a relation between us and svarim that should never be replaced by an iPhone or by this or by something else. Like, a Jew holds a siddur or a sefer in their hands. So a very famous Rashi in Pirkei Avos, Kanei Lecha Chaver, Rashi says, you want a friend, so you buy a sefer. It's a little lonely sounding, but there's a connection with us and ideas that go well beyond time and place. And you can sit down and have a connection with a Rambam, or with the Bali Tosfos, or the Gaonim, or the Gemara, and then I hope that's something that we impart to our children and yeshivas, but just what we're doing and the beauty of that. Unfortunately, so many times in history, we've had to be reminded through loss and through burnings and through just exactly of the value of the human book and Svarim HaKadoshim. I should point out, by the way, this kina is unique. That's written by the Maharam Rutenberg, who we've spoken a lot about this past Shabbos. I encourage you to look about his life a little bit. And about his idea, it's actually, if you have an art scroll, it's brought down, I think, towards the end of the commentary, about what this was a kapara for, the burning of these books, the kapara for the burning of the Rambam's books. So there's a lot here, but certainly it's meaningful even these 750 years later. So Shali Sufa Be'esh L'Shalom Avelayich.